ಓಂ ಸಹನಾವವತು ಸಹನೌಭುನಕ್ತು ಸಹವೀರ್ಯಂ ಕರವಾವಹೈ ತೇಜಸ್ವಿನಾವಧೀತಮಸ್ತು ಮಾ ವಿದ್ವಿಷಾವಹೈ ಓಂ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ ಶಾಂತಿ.
We have completed the third Brahmanam known as Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam in the fourth chapter of this Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, in which Agnivalkya has established Atma is self-effulgent principle. Atma is self-effulgent principle. Swayam Jyoti means Swayam means self, Jyoti means effulgent. Atma is that principle which is the self-effulgent one. In this context, Yajnavalkya presenting Jagrat, Swapna, Sushupti, having explained all those avasthas, now he is explaining from the third Brahmanam onwards samsara varnanam. This janana marana samsara chakram, how it take place now? Birth and death, what happens exactly? What do you mean by birth? What do you mean by death, which is inevitable for entire universe, human beings including other beings, unavoidable, inevitable, that which cause fear in the minds of all beings. So this knowledge is very important for every person to know. Nowhere we get this description, antakala description, nowhere in no Upanishad this much elaborately it is given. So, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is that in which every subject is elaborately explained. That's why it is called Brihadaranyakam. It is known as Brihadaranyakam, means in other Upanishads the topics are, in one Upanishad the topic may be there, some Upanishad may not be there. And some Upanishads discuss very briefly, just one line or two lines. Since the Brihadaranyaka Upanishad is very vast, that has consisted all the topics, not briefly but elaborately. So therefore one has to study Brihadaranyaka Upanishad for more clarity. For more clarity one has to study. But the toughest bhashyam the Shankaracharya has written is the Brihadaranyaka bhashyam. Other bhashyams are slightly easier than Brihadaranyaka bhashyam. But Brihadaranyakam is the toughest commentary. And Shankaracharya writes very beautiful commentary, including this Brahmanam, previous Brahmanam. And the way he comments upon that Maranam, Antakala, fantastic, we can say. One has to study thoroughly in it. When we are studying this Brahmanam, either Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam or next Brahmanam or any a Brahmanam of this Upanishad especially, the Atma word is very loosely used. The Atma word is very, very loosely. Loosely means what? For everything Atma word is used. For everything means, for Paramatma also, Atma word is used. When the Paramatma description comes also, Upanishad never said anywhere Paramatma. Many places Upanishad used the word only Atma and gives the description of Paramatma. And another place Upanishad talks about that Atma word is used as Jivatma. But Jiva word Upanishad never use. Just like that Upanishad is using the Atma word. And it says traveling Atma. the traveling Atman. So we get to get doubt which Atma Upanishad is talking. That is why Guru is required, we should not read commentaries. Which Atma Upanishad is talking here, we should know. Either Upanishad is talking about Paramatma or Jivatma. What is the context? Some places Upanishad says, Atma Drishtir Drashtuhu Uparilopo Vidyate Avinashitvad. There also Atma it says. Other places Upanishad says, Papma, that Papam Punyam, it goes along with Papa Punyan. How one can understand? Atma, Atma, na enna Atma? Irikkirudhu oru Atma da. Always we say what? Atma ekaha. Atma ekaha. How difficult it is. Atma ekaha sarvagataha, all pervading. And Atma prayana kalena. So Upanishad is really confuses. No? Upanishad cannot be grasped individually by any person, even great Pandita also. Therefore, Atma, wherever Upanishad use, we have to see either it is talking about lower Atma or absolute Atma. By the context, the words Upanishad uses, we have to understand, we have to extract the exact Atma where Upanishad is using. So, Vyavaharika Swarupam, when we talk, Atma, Vyavaharika Swarupam, relative nature, we are talking about Jivatman. Vyavaharika Swarupa means relative nature of Atma. What is the relative nature of Atma? That Atma, after completing this Brahmanam, we can say, third Brahmanam Visa, Paramatma, who is none other than the Chit Chaitanyam alone appears as Chidabhasa Jivatma. Jivatma ke another name, Chidabhasa. These words we should not lose sight of at any time, as long as we are studying. Paramatma alone, when is available in the Upadhi medium, that Chit Bimba Chaitanyam alone appears as Chidabhasa Pratibimba Chaitanyam. That Chidabhasa formed in the mind, formed in the mind, called Pratibimba Chaitanyam, that Chidabhasa alone is called Jivatma. That Chidabhasa Jivatma is Vyavaharika Satyam. Chidabhasa Jivatma is Vyavaharika Satyam, another name given to Paramatma when he is available in the body-mind complex. The toughest portion, Brihadaranyakam. That Chidabhasa Jivatma, who is Vyavaharika Satyam, who is Pratibimba Chaitanyam, is temporary. Anityam, temporary. Relative reality means what? Jivatma is temporary. Jivatma status of Paramatma is temporary as long as this upadhi is available. Tatkalikam, Ashashvatam. And plurality also. There is plurality in Jivatmas. There are many Jivatmas. There is plurality in Vyavaharika Swarupam. There is plurality. There is a modification. What are the features of Jivatma, Chidabhasa? There are many Chidabhasas. As many mirrors, so many reflections. As many mediums, so many Chidabhasas. So plurality, Dvaitam, modification. One Chidabhasa, modification. Another Chidabhasa, modification, depend on the Upadhi. All Chidabhasas are not disappearing at the same time. Modifications are also there. In this relative Jivatma, there are modifications, number two. And this Chidabhasa Jivatma travel, it travels. Whereas, that Paramatma, Chit Chaitanyam, there is no plurality, Bimba Chaitanyam, Chit Chaitanyam, no plurality, no modification, no travel. In that Bimba Chaitanya Chit Paramatma, there is no plurality, there is no modification, Nirvikaram, Advaitam, and there is no third point is what? No travel also. All pervading, cannot travel. Need not travel, cannot travel. After death, how to know this? Who is traveling? This Marana Varananam has to be elaborately explained who is really traveling. Shraddha Karma for whom? For whose sake you do Shraddha Karma? In the Chidabhasanikada Shraddha Karma. In the Pratibimba Chaitanyatikada Shraddha Karma. Everything, this Jivatma, the Sukshma Shariram travels. So, unless you study that Marana Kala, Marana Varananam, how this Jiva enters into another body, we cannot establish this entire Shastram properly. So, from Janmata, womb to tomb, we have to study. Threadbare analysis. Womb to tomb. Middle of drama. So, appappo drama padikkinu, drama starting point, drama ending point. Moodumi padikkinu. Drama starting point, womb. The drama going on, sustenance. And tomb, completion. Reception, reception committee. You know? And the function is going on now, drama, then send-off committee. The send-off also. All these are discussed elaborately. So therefore, now this seeming contradiction we have to resolve in this manner. What is the seeming contradiction? Atma is ekaha, jivatmas are anekaha, as it were, as it were. Are they real enough? That is what? It is not real, it appears as though real. This is what we have to understand. So that Atma and Paramatma and Jivatma, Bimba Chaitanyam and Pratibimba Chaitanyam, absolute Paramarthika Satyam, Vyavaharika Satyam. Higher order of reality, lower order of reality. Lower order of reality is sustaining because of higher order of reality, Atma. This lower order of reality cannot exist independently. So lower order of reality is like a shadow of the higher order of reality. We have forgotten that absolute Paramarthika who is giving existence to this Vyavaharika shadow. Like shadow. If you have forgotten, that is okay. But you have taken this, what? Vyavaharika Satya Pratibimba Chaitanya Jivatma Chidabhasa as Paramasatyam. Yedi Satyamo Adi Marandittom. Yedi Nala Yedi Irukko Adi Satyama Ninichi. Andha Satyam Moolama நினைக்கிறதுனால அதுல இருக்கிற கஷ்டங்கள் எல்லாமே எனக்கு தான் நினைச்சு. அப்புறம் என்ன சம்சாரா பிகின்ஸ், டிராமா ஸ்டார்ட்ஸ், சுகா துக்கா ஸ்ட்ரகிள் பிகின்ஸ். திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் சம்சார வர்ணனம். சோ வித் திஸ் பேக்ரவுண்ட் நவ் வில் என்டர் இன் டு த நெக்ஸ்ட் பிராமணம். பிஃபோர் கோயிங் டு தட், ஜஸ்ட் ரிகலெக்ட் த்ரீ எக்ஸாம்பிள்ஸ். How this Chidabhasa leaves the body. The Jivatma leaves the body. Three examples Upanishad has pointed out. One is fruit example. This Marana Varananam goes up to the sixth mantra of this Brahmana, fourth Brahmana. It has started in the 34th mantra of Swayam Jyoti Brahmanam. 34th Larande, still same, to be continued. தொடரும் அந்த தொடரும் தான் இப்ப வந்து இருக்கு. ஃப்ரூட் எக்ஸாம்பிள், ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த ஃப்ரூட் ஃபால், தி ஜீவாத்மா ஆல்சோ லீவ்ஸ் த பாடி. தட் இஸ் ஒன் எக்ஸாம்பிள். திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா ஆல்சோ குவிட்ஸ் த பாடி. ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் த ஃப்ரூட் டிஸ்கனெக்ட் இட் செல்ஃப் ஃப்ரம் த ட்ரீ. Stula Sharira is the tree. Sukshma Sharira is like a fruit. It is disconnected. Second example, like a loaded cart, bullock cart, loaded cart moves with making a lot of noise. The Jivatma also moves, travels with a lot of noise because a lot of weight. Pancha pranas, pancha jnana indriyani, pancha karma indriyani, manasu buddhi, chitta ahankara. With this load, the Jivatma travels along with 19 faculties. Along with 19 faculties. Third example is what? Like a Raja. Just as the Raja leaves from one kingdom to another kingdom, when he is leaving and the retinue comes along with him, Mantri, Senadipati, all these people will come. And there are people who are receiving also. And again, send-off committee, reception committee. Like Raja Madri, the Jivatma also is like a Raja, moves along with what retinue. What are they? Panchapranas, like ministers they are, important ministers. Pancha Jnanendriyani, Pancha Karmendriyani, like assistants. Like Raja Madri, Jivatma travels. These three examples, the third Brahmanam has been over. From 7th mantra only Jivan Mukti, Videha Mukti topic will come. Up to 6th mantra, beautiful, but beautiful varanana. What varanana? Namma biography da. Our own biography. We are studying what is going to happen to this body, to us. So Videha Mukti, Jivan Mukti topic comes in the 7th mantra. Up to there, we have to study this Marana Varananam. Antakala Varananam. Idu padikkaradhukku nariya perukku bayam, class ke varamata. People are not ready to listen about the Antakala Vicharandal Vivaranam analysis. They don't want to do that because it is Amangalam. If it is Amangalam, why Upanishad has to talk? It is Mangalam, really speaking. It is not Amangalam. So you must have courage to face the facts. You must have courage. Now, the title of this Brahmanam is known as Shariraka Brahmanam. Shariraka Brahmanam. Sharira means Jivatma. Sharira means Jivatma. Which is obtaining in the body is called Shariram. Sharire Bhavaha. Shariraha. That which is obtaining in this body is called Shariraha. Shariraka. A kaf pratyaha. Kuschitarthe kaf pratyaha. Kuschitamana. Inferior. Limited. Anartham. That Jivatma which is available in this body is limited, inferior, as it were. Shariraka means Jivatma which is obtaining in this body is limited. Limited, it has got Sukha, Dukha, Raga, Dvesha, Janana, Marana, all are there. Therefore it is Kuschitarthaha, limited, inferior, kapratyaha. The first mantra we will read now. Very, very important Brahmanam. Sayatrayamatma Avalyam Nityam Sammohamivanyetim Athena Mete Pranaha Abhisamayanti Saitas Tejo Matraha Saitas Tejo Matra Samabhyadadanaha Samabhyadadanaha Hridayameva Anvakramati సత్రైష చాక్షుష పురుష పరాం పర్యావర్తతే అథ రూపజ్ఞః భవతి. This is the very important mantra. How this jivatma leaves the body. Again, further description. We know this, but still more clear description is given here. Saha yatra ayam atma avalyam netya. Saha ayam, you have to say yatra is their middle, and the yatra is called marana kale, at the time of death. Yatra saha ayam, you have to join saha ayam, that this saha ayam na, that this nana, that paramatma who is appearing as this jivatma anartham. Saha paramatma who is appearing as like this jivatma, saha ayam. In short, you can say jivatma. Jivatma chunnana namakadanna manasulo irukadu. You have to listen from that standpoint. Suppose I don't remind you saha ayam jivatma, pavam miserable jivatma, you think like that only. That's why I have to remind you. That Paramatma who is appearing as Jivatma, who is nothing but Vyavaharika Satyam, because you are listening from that higher order of reality. You have to listen because you are Brihadaranyaka Upanishad student. Illa nenna idamanna naan engeyo adengeyo teaching engeyo irko. Jivan Mukti is not possible otherwise. Clear? Saha ayam. I, the Paramatma, I am appearing in this Jivatma. Okay, keep that aside. Manasulo vechukonga appadiye. Okay, saha ayam, this Jivatma, abalyam netya. Abalyam netya, eva you have to supply here. Abalyam means daurbalyam, weak. This Jivatma becomes extremely weak. This person anartham. This person who is in this body, sukshma sariram, who is in this body becomes very weak. When? At the time of death. Nobody is strong at the time of death. Almost all are at the time of death, they are abalyam, weak in artham. Durbalasya bhavaha. Daurbalyam, abalyam. అబలభావః ఎక్స్ట్రీమ్లీ వీక్. పారమార్థిక ఆత్మ నెవర్ బికమ్ వీక్. ఇట్ డజంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ వీక్నెస్ ఎట్ ఆల్. నాట్ ఓన్లీ దట్, సమ్మోహమివ నేతి. హియర్ నేతి మీన్స్ నిశ్చయేన ఏతి లీవ్స్ ద బాడీ. బికాస్ ఆఫ్ వీక్నెస్ దిస్ జీవాత్మ లీవ్స్ ద బాడీ. Extremely weak jivatma leaves the body. If you are strong, you don't want to leave. Then we are weak only. Bhagavan kootittu pona nanna irukum, Bhagavan kootittu pona nanna irukum nan thonum illaya. So you see the people when they are suffering with a lot of diseases, so many problems, they always pray to the Lord, oh Bhagavan ve kootittu po pa ani solluva. Extremely weak only neti annar. This jivatma travels neti. Sammohitaha neti. Netya, netya is nischayena ee dhatu. Levantam avyayam nischayena eti annar. Eti means prapya. Sammohitaha iva neti annar. Sammohitana fainting, no? You lose, you become unconscious at the time of death. Person generally, they will get fainted or murcha or something, unconscious. Sammohitaha iva. Real paramarthic atma never get fainted, no? Fainted. Only this jivatma gets fainting, you know. Murcha. Sammohitaha. Iva. And the Iva is very important. Paramarthika atma never have this body-mind complex attachment also. It appears as though owner. Atma, it appears as though atma has got all these things. It appears, but not real. Neti, again, it moves. Neti, atha enam ete pranaha. How it moves? It will not go alone. It moves. Atha enam ete pranaha. All these pranas, like ministers. Pranaha means you can take 5 pranas plus sense organs. 10 sense organs. Pancha pranas and 10 sense organs. Abhisamayanti. Come and join with this jivatma. Abhisamayanti inner. Once prana leaves the body, Chidabhasa is leaving the body. Means what? Prana, first minister has to come. When Raja is leaving, first next who is backside? And minister. Once minister is also moving, next retinue also have to move. So pranaha and other sense organs abhisamayanti, join with jivatma. Abhisamayanti means join with jivatma. How they, when they are joining jivatma, what happens? Saha etaha tejo matraha. The sense organs, you know, all will become tejahan, prakashama. Tejahan means they get prakashama, lot of prakasha. Matraha means here sense organs in artham. Tejo matraha means jivatma collects all of them. Just as when the flight is going to take off, flight is going to take off, runway, it runs with the wings. Once it moves and it going up little bit, the wheels are withdrawn. When it is taking off, the wheels are withdrawn. Just like that, when the jivatma is take off, take off, this all these sense organs withdrawn from the body, prana, sense organs. Etaha, all of them withdrawn. Samyak abhitaha adadanahan. Samabhyadadanahan. They all join together. Where? Hridayam evanar. Into physical heart, they join in the physical heart. Matra means here, niyante iti matraha, niyante, nyayante, vishayaha iti matraha. Ma means to know, tra means instrument. All sense organs are called matraha because of them we know things. That's why they are called matraha. Knowing instruments in artha. Knowing instruments. Matraha. Samabhya adadanaha. All of them join with jivatma. Hridayam eva anvakramati in artha. Where they join in. They join, they comes to the physical heart. They comes to the physical heart. Hridayam means here physical heart. Tam hridayam eva. Hridayam eva and not anywhere. Only in hridayam they join together. Physical heart. Sa yatraisha chakshushaha purushaha parang paryavartate. Saha, that jivatma joins in the heart along with that sense organs. How na? What happens na? சாக்ஷுஷா புருஷா பராங் பரியாவர்த்ததே. சாக்ஷுஷா புருஷன்னு த சூரிய தேவதா, த ப்ரிசைடிங் டைட்டி ஆஃப் த ஐ. சக்ஷுஷ சூரியஹா புருஷஹான தேவதா. பிகாஸ் ஆஸ் லாங் ஆஸ் தேவதா இஸ் தேர் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ் வில் ஃபங்க்ஷன். ஒன்ஸ் த ஜீவாத்மா டேக்கன் ஆல் தீஸ் சென்ஸ் ஆர்கான்ஸ், த தேவதா ஹேஸ் டு ஒப்ளைஸ். த தேவதா ப்ரிசைடிங் டைட்டி ஆஃப் தி ஐ, வாட் இட் ஹேஸ் டு டூ த தேவதா? ஓகே, ஐ எம் ஆல்சோ லீவிங், I am also leaving. The Surya Devata, the Purushaha, Chakshusha Purushaha. Chakshusha Purushaha, the Surya Devata, the preceding deity of the I, also leave the, from the I and goes to the total. It merges. Param Paryavartate means goes out, merges with the total Surya Devata. So in your eyes, who is there? And the Surya Devatanude amsham irukku in the kannula. That is why you are able to see me now. You are able to see me because of Surya Devata amsha is there. When here, yatha arupajnaha bhavati nar. Once the chakshus chakshusa purushaha paryang paryavartate goes out, merge with the total, this person become what? Blind. He cannot see. Kann appadi appadi kaamippa paapa no illaya ani and the dead body kitta poi people, what they do? They show the eye. Eyeballs are not moving. Over, over. Anna yena? The same Upanishad says, arupa jnahana. Jnahana, knower. Rupa jnahana, knower of the forms. Arupa jnahana, not able to know the forms. Janasimam, janasimam. Na, enna theriyarada, enna theriyarada, anna. Theriyaliye, anna. Enna. That Surya Bhagavan already vacated. So, those sense organs are only there. This is the meaning of Chakshusha Purushahan. This is Adhyatma Amsha. Chakshusha Purushaha is called Adhyatma Amsha, in the, which is available in this body. So, Devata Amsha. Surya Devata Amsha. Therefore, five, this matras we saw in Bhagavad Gita also, Lord Krishna says, Matra sparshastu kaunteya. That matra only this. Okay. Adhishthanam tadhakartha karanam cha prathak vidham vividhascha prathak cheshtaha daivam chaivatra panchamam. So five factors are required to function. Annamaya kosha, pranamaya kosha, manomaya kosha, vijnanamaya kosha and daivam. Daivam is important. Intellect, mind and pancha pranas, including sense organs. All of them are required. They can function when the devata is there. Daivam cha atra panchamam nar. Without them we cannot. That's why we worship this body. Why? Devatas are residing in this body. Here of Tattva Bodha. Indra. All devatas. So many devatas are there. Each sense organs, 19 devatas are there. 19 faculties, 19 devatas. Manaso Chandrama. All devatas, I don't want to explain. You know all of them. So this is the meaning of this mantra. So now, vision has gone. Now one has to go out. Next shloka we will read. This comes in Prashnopanishad also. கஸ்மின் இஹ உத்க்ராந்தே உத்க்ராந்தே பவிஷ்யதேனர். கஸ்மின் பிரதிஷ்டிதே, பை ஸ்டேயிங் ஹுச் திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா ஸ்டே இன் த பாடி, பை லீவிங் ஹுச் எவ்ரி ஒன் லீவ்ஸ் இன்னர். பிராண லீவ்ஸ் த பாடி, ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் கோயிங், பிராண ஆல்சோ ஹேஸ் டு லீவ். ஒன்ஸ் பிராண லீவ்ஸ், all these sense organs has to live. So sixth three Prashnopanishad, this already we saw in Prashnopanishad. Now we'll go to the next mantra, further description. Now only eyes sample has been given. Now what people say when this person is dying, no? Lot of Upanishad is very happy to talk about this, no? We'll read the second mantra. Eki bhavati na pashyati tyahuh. Eki bhavati na jigrati tyahuh. Eki bhavati na rasayati tyahuh. Eki bhavati na vadati tyahuh. Eki bhavati na shrunoti tyahuh. Eki bhavati na manuta ityahuh. Eki bhavati na sprushati ityahuh. Eki bhavati na vijanati ityahuh. Tasya haitasya hridayasya agram pradyotate tena pradyotena esha atma nishkramati chakshushtova murdhnova anyebhyova sharira-deshebhyah tamutkramantam pranah anutkramati pranam anutkramantam sarve pranah anutkramanti sa vijnano bhavati sa vijnanameva anyavakramati tam vidya karmani samanvarabhite purva prajnacha. Now the last word is the most important quotation, often quoted by Shankaracharya. Tam vidya karmani samanvarabhite purva prajnacha. Now in this portion, yada chakshuhu eki bhavatin, yada we have to supply, na pashyati tyahu is there. So yada chakshuhu eki bhavatin, you have to supply in the beginning. When the eyes join or united with jivatma anartham, eki bhavatin, united or join. When the eyes join with jivatma, people are all standing near the dead body, near that body, dying body, who is going to die. Almost all are standing. Phone calls are coming. Eppadi irukkar, eppadi irukkar, news enna aachu, kulikkalama endama. People, phone calls are all coming, and nearby people outside and crowd in the hall also, crowd people are standing. Eppadi irukka, eppadi irukkana, na pashyati, not seeing. Oh, not seeing. Enna yada chakshuhu eki bhavatin, eyes have joined with the jivatma, which jivatma has entered in the hridayam. Then what next? Yada gandha eki bhavatin, that nose, Because Ashwini Kumaras have left. Okay. Ashwini Kumaras have left. That Chakshusha Purushaha Madri, you have to supply all devatas here. Okay. Yada Gandham Gandhaha Eki Bhavati means that knows Shabda Sparsha Rupa Rasa Gandha. The fifth, when it is has joined with Jivatma, na jighrati ityahuhu, na is not able to smell. Not able to smell. Yada rasaha eki bhavati na rasayate ityahuhu. Is not able to taste also. Taste thiriyala, onnume thiriyala. That's why doctor munnadu vandone naak paapar. அது அது வெளியில் வராது. இவரே ஒன்று வச்சுட்டு வச்சுட்டு அப்படி பார்ப்பாரு. பிகாஸ் ஹி இஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு கீப் த டங் அவுட் சைடு. டாக்டர் சி த டங் அப்படி ரசயத்னா ரசயத்தின் இத்யாஹு பீப்புள் சே அவருக்கு டேஸ்ட் கூட தெரியல. தென் வாட் தென் எதா வாக் ஏகீபவதி மாக இந்திரியம் கர்ம இந்திரியம் Eki bhavati, when joins the jivatma, na vadati ityahu, pesarade illa, pesarade koda poich, na he is not able to talk. The tongue also lost its function. Na vadati ityahu ho, na. Yada shrotram eki bhavati, na shrunoti ityahu ho. That akasha devata left the shrotra indriyam. வாட் இப்படி போடுவான் காதுகிட்ட காதுகிட்ட வந்து கேட்கலையா கேட்கலையா ஹி வில் நாட் ஆன்சர் என்ன ஸ்ருணோதி தட்ஸ் வாட் தே சே ஸ்ருணோதி இஸ் நாட் லிசனிங் இஸ் நாட் லிசனிங் அப்போக்கு கொஞ்ச நேரம் க்ரௌடு கம்மி ஆயிடும் பை தட் டைம் க்ரௌட் இஸ் ரெடியூஸ்ட் ஸ்ருணோதி இத்யாஹு தென் ஏனா புத்தி ஏகீபவதி ஒன்ஸ் த புத்தி ஆல்சோ ஜாயின் வித் ஜீவாத்மா ந விஜானாதி இத்யாஹு இஸ் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ரிகக்னைஸ் எனிதிங் டியரஸ்ட் வைஃப் இஸ் ஸ்டாண்டிங் டியரஸ்ட் ஹஸ்பண்ட் இஸ் ஸ்டாண்டிங் டியர் அண்ட் நியர் பீப்புள் ஆர் ஆல் ஸ்டாண்டிங் நாட் ஏபிள் டு ரிகக்னைஸ் பிகாஸ் ஐஸ் ஆர் நாட் க்ளோஸ்ட் ஐஸ் ஆர் ஹவ் ஸ்டாப்ட் ஃபங்க்ஷனிங் Ears are also stopped functioning. Nothing is working. But they are all, Golakas are intact. But Indriyams have already dissolved. Navijanati. Unnuvi theriyala avarku. Is not able to know anything. Tasya haitasya hrudayasya agram pradyotate. Is that important? இது வரைக்கும் நமக்கு தெரியும் இந்த கதை நம்ம பார்த்துட்டே இருக்கோம் இது வெளியில தெரியறது this person is not able to see is not able to talk is not able to taste that and all we know but what we do not know upanishad is talking here look into that hridayasya agram pradyodate hridayasya means the heart there are lot of nadis and 101 shatamcha ekacha hridayasya nadyah இந்த ஹிருதயத்தில் ஒரு சித்திரம் இருக்கும் இந்த ஹோல் அந்த அக்ரம் மீன்ஸ் த ஹோல் சித்திரம் ஆர் ஹோல் அந்த ஹிருதயம்ல ஒரு ஹோல் இருக்கும் அந்த நாடி ஹுச் இஸ் ஓபன்ட் சுஷும்னா நாடி ஆர் எனி நாடி இட் இஸ் ஓபன் சப்போஸ் அக்ரம் தட் இஸ் கால்ட் ஹிருதயஸ்ய அக்ரம் பிரஜோததே இட் இஸ் பிரைட்டன் தி ஜீவாத்மா இஸ் ஷைனிங் தேர் Jivatma is going to quit the body. This person already out. Okay, already out. Doctor also said, okay, you can take this body. That Jivatma, by leaving from that Hridayam, it is opened, Hridayam, and the Nadi is opened, the tip of the Nadi. The Nadi means Nadi. Okay, the Nadi, 101, or thousands of Nadis are there, from one Nadi, it leaves. How it leaves na prajyotate there is a lot of shining there when since consciousness is all pervading this chidabhasa is endowed with consciousness chidabhasa is traveling now how can it travel because it takes the sentiency from the consciousness. Chidabhasa nu sonnale adhula enna irukku chit irukku. That chidabhasa sukshma shariram is traveling now. Prajyotate means shining. This is called a gate entry. Entry gate na where hridayam, that entry, this chidabhasa is going out from the hridayam. And the last step in the doctor and the heart proper. Stethoscope vichiti, stretching the heart. Once the jivatma from that hole, it leaves the body, heart become what? Lub-dub, 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 over. No lub-dub more. And the feeble and the tuck-tuck-tuck-tuck, no lub-dub, lub-dub irukko. As long as jivatma is there. Once the jivatma goes out from that hole out, this lub-dub is stopped. What happens next? Tena pradyotena esha atma nishkramate. With this pradyotena, with this sentiency, with this light, with this brightness, with this effulgence. Whose effulgence is it? Chida, chit, chit. Adhikada idhika abhasam anu peyru. Abhasam anu irukkani shulram illiya. Abhasam anna poyyan ardham. Nijam illaiyan ardham. Inna chit abhasam. Idhi chittu nade abhasam anna. Abhasam poyyi, chittu poyyi illa. Puriyan na? அதுதான் ஷைனிங். பிரஜோதேன ஏஷஹா ஆத்மா ஜீவாத்மா நிஷ்கிராமதி லீவ்ஸ் த பாடி. சக்ஷுஷ்டஹாவா மூர்த்னோவா, திஸ் ஜீவாத்மா லீவ்ஸ் த பாடி ஃப்ரம் தட் ஹோல், ஃப்ரம் தட் நாடி. ஹவு? த்ரூ த ஏதர் ஐஸ் ஆர் ஃப்ரம் த மூர்த்னி, ஃப்ரம் த டாப் ஆஃப் த ஹெட், பிரம்மரந்திர மூர்த்னா. பஞ்சமி பக்தி சக்ஷுஷ்டஹான ஃப்ரம் த ஐஸ். தட்ஸ் வை ஒன்ஸ் எ பர்சன் ஜீவாத்மா கோ அவே ஃப்ரம் த ஐஸ், ஐஸ் ஆர் ஓபன்ட். தட்ஸ் வை பீப்புள் க்ளோஸ் த ஐஸ். யூனோ ஒன்ஸ் த டெட் பாடி இஸ் சீயிங், பிகாஸ் த பிராண ஹாஸ் கான் ஃப்ரம் த ஐஸ் அன் அர்த்தம். ஹவ் யூ சீன் தட் ஐஸ்? ஐஸ் ஆர் தட் ஐஸ் வெரி பிரைட். தட் ஐஸ் even though that is a dead body, eyes are very bright because prana left, that jivatma left from the eyes. Sometimes prana, that jivatma leaves from the top of the head. If they leave from the top of the head, brahma loka. If they leave from the eyes, it is surya loka. From leaves from the other body, other from eye, ears, another loka. It goes from the nose, another loka. If it goes from there, any other whole sense organ, it goes to that loka. So therefore, everybody wants to go through Brahmarandhra. அதனால தேங்காய் வச்சுட்டு உடைப்பாங்க. ஆமா, அப்படியாவது அந்த ஹோல் வந்து he will travel. அந்த உடைச்ச போமா என்ன? He cannot go like that. மூர்த்யா சக்ஷுஷ்டா அன்யேபியோவா, பாருங்க. In any, you cannot say only eyes, only Brahmarandhra. Who decide this sinna? Who decide this jivatma has to go through either eyes or Brahmarandhra or Anyabhyahana? His karma decides. Neither Bhagavan decides, nor Kala decides. Uttarayana Kala, na Uttarayana la pore, apada Brahmarandhra la. No, no, no. Kala cannot decide. Desha, if I die in the Kashi, then it will go through Brahmarandhra. Desha cannot decide. Bhagavan padam pudichinde apdi vigraham pudichinde na will die na. Then Bhagavan cannot decide. Then who will decide? The travel of the jivatma, from which root it is going, who decide? Vidya karmani, your upasana, your karma actions and your vasana samskara. Because at the time of death, your free will is very, very feeble. Almost your free will is nil. When your free will is not there, you are helpless. There, your previous karma, sanchita karma, or this janma's karma, vasana, samskara, triggers. That decides the direction. Shankaracharya says, before leaving this Jivatma, because of vasana triggered, this vasana maya Jivatma knows the next body. This vasana maya Jivatma knows the next body which is going to come, and he starts talking also sometimes. This old person who is going to die, almost he is going to die, and he gets that prarabdha, next prarabdha begins. Because that vidya karmani samanvaravete purva prajna, and the purva janmalo panna prajna vande, it started functioning. Adinala whatever he talks we cannot understand. Saddama varad first, ennennamo valara annu solluvom nammo valaradilla, avar next janma patti pesrar. And the Janmapatti, some incident he is talking now, because he is already associated with the next body. And the samskaras already entered there. Adi vasana samskara triggered. They manifest when the physical body comes. This is called junction, sandhi. In the vadam vittiti, and the vadam, appadi enna nardhana, varappora shariratthinude jnanam koda, ivanukku theriyum mana upanishad says sharira deshebhyah tam utkramantam pranan anutkramate ina. Leaving this desha, kala, everything, prana also leaves. Pranam anukramantam sarve pranaha anutkramante, all pranas are leaving at that time. Sa vijnanaha, that Jivatma gets knowledge. In the knowledge? Next Janma's knowledge. Sa vijnanaha bhavati na. Means endowed with knowledge. What knowledge? Next Janma knowledge. How? Because samskaras already taken. Prarabdha already started. Sometimes they talk also. Indaka connection illada, inda ulagathu connection illada pechella varum. They get inside in the mind. Ennennamo varudhu paarvai oru maadhiri irukkum, pesala oru maadhiri irukkum. Sila vishayangal nadakkum idhu. Namma idella gamanikka maatom. Next preparation ennaanu people paapom illaya. Ivan eppadi dhaan anuppuradhu? Yaar yaarukku telegram anuppanum? Yaarannu koopanum? Puravithannu koopanum? Ennaannu koopanum? Adhula paapom thavara namma we never observe the dead body. We are afraid of dead body. We don't want to sit near the dead body. இதெல்லாம் அப்சர்வ் பண்ற சக்தி கிடையாது, நமக்கு தெரியாது. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் அவன் கர்மா பலம் எப்படி இருக்கு நமக்கு தெரியாது, என்ன பேசுறான் எப்படி தெரியும். உபனிஷத் says for that சவிஜ்ஞானஹா பவதி சவிஜ்ஞானமேவ அன்னு உத்கிராமதி என்றார். அந்த சவிஜ்ஞானத்தோடைய he will leave the body என்றார். How? தம் விஜ்ஞா வித்யா கர்மணி சமன்வாரபேதே. Previous vidya means here upasana. Karmani means previous karmas. Shankaracharya nicely says, therefore all of you do good karmas, your free will does not work there. If you do good karmas, good thoughts and good upasana, if you do, that only triggers at the time of death. May you do all good karmas, Shankaracharya says. Tasmat vidyakarmani shubhameva samacharet, Shankaracharya says. Shubhameva samacharet. Once you remember that shubhavasanas and shubhakarma, upasana, everything comes. What happens? Ishta deha samyoga upabhogam syatam. You will get what type of body you want, what type of bhoga you want, you will get. Suppose your thoughts are not good, ashubha vasanas, ashubha karma, ashubha, all upasana was not good, your thoughts are not good, samskaras are not good, what will happen in adho janma? Bhuvarloka, suvarloka, maharloka, janaloka, tapoloka are decided by your vasanas, your upasana, your karma. And adho loka, atala vitala sutala patala tanatala rasatala decided by your karma, upasana, samskara. Therefore suddenly you cannot remember God at the time of death. அது சொல்றதுக்காக தான்.
எம் எம் வாபி ஸ்மரன் பாவம் தியஜத்யந்தே கலேவரம் தம் தமே வைதி கௌந்தேய சதா தத்பாவ பாவிதா தஸ்மா சர்வேஷு காலேஷு மாமனுஸ்மர யுத்யச.
Therefore what? Start now at least, remember God, 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 Bhagwan, 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 and good thoughts, noble thoughts.
Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamivavasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.